What?
I need to.
Wait, just because. Alright, well, I started recording. So, what happened? What just happened? What did you just see?
Your headphones snap back.
Yeah, in the forehead?
In the forehead.
A little bit. I don't think I have a concussion.
No, they're pretty springy, though. Usually headphones.
What, brains?
Usually headphones don't have that much spring to them.
Yeah, these are a different sort. So we were looking in the refrigerator for chocolate pie and pumpkin pie. We didn't find any, but it was deep in one of the cabinets.
It's found now?
Yeah.
That's good, because a lot of people take leftovers. So you gotta hide the really good stuff.
Well, you know that Jell-O and cream cheese and pretzel thing?
Yes, I think it's called pretzel cake?
Pretzel.
I don't know, what is it called?
I don't know.
I think it's called pretzel cake. Is there a whole tray of that?
Yeah, it's sitting out in the garage. I found it last night. I was foraging for the other type of stuff. Like, I like that stuff fine, but I was looking for chocolate pie or maybe pumpkin pie, and I found a whole tray of that. I think it's just still out there sitting in the garage.
Should we eat it?
Do you want it?
No. I think I would rather go with the chocolate pie or the pumpkin pie as well.
Well, it's almost freezing. It's 34 out, I think, so it's pretty much, it's like having it in the freezer.
Isn't the freezer colder than 34?
Probably. It's, well, I mean, freezing is 32. They're adjustable usually, right?
Yes.
It's really breaking ground here. It's some interesting topic.
So boring.
No. Let's just make this about an inventory of the refrigerator.
Okay.
No, I don't even want to talk about that cheddar, the stuff that comes wrapped in the red wax. Not Gouda or whatever. It's just the cheddar, what is that, Baby Bell? Yeah.
Yeah.
There are two bad ones in a row in there.
They're like little cheese scabs of hardened, dried, exposed cheese.
Really? Was that wasn't mold? It wasn't white mold? Yeah, it probably wasn't a big deal, you're right. I got kind of paranoid, I thought it might be mold.
It's better to be safe than sorry with cheese and mold.
So, speaking of cheese, we ate a Culver's tonight. After we went bowling.
We had cheese curds.
Yeah.
And we acted cheesy while bowling. Because all of our names were from Disney movies. And
yeah.
There's seven of us.
Jim, you missed out. Mm-hmm. On bowling. We were talking about bowling.
Oh, yeah. I bet I missed out.
So, people got to pick out their names for their Disney characters, like you were saying.
Yeah.
But I got to give Joey a name.
What name was
but
that?
I got to pick the character for him.
The Mad Hatter?
Of course.
Why is Joey the Mad Hatter?
I think that's the one that fits. I think it's pretty self-explanatory if you've met him.
I picked Cinderella.
Yeah, I mean, that's That's one of those popular ones. Was that like a... That was like a story a long time before Disney, right? But it, did it have talking rodents in it?
No. That's what Disney did. They brought in talking rodents.
That's
what they do to their rodents, said, make them talk.
Somebody said she acts like shit is like she's so bad for her, but she has a fucking army of talking rodents doing chores for her.
She's got mean sisters.
You know, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yes. Your sisters are very nice. I got them lots of nice presents today.
Yeah.
I was out Black Friday shopping.
And I got a K-Cup machine in this process, huh?
Yeah. And some coffee. You're hooked up. You're ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a good roundup of our of the fast pace of stuff going on here in Des Plaines, Illinois for this podcast number 58 on November 24th, 2012. Well, Jessica, you got any more cool stories about out here in Illinois? We got Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Drove through late.
We did, and we also drove by the original McDonald's, the one that has the 15-cent hamburger sign.
Yeah, they it's one of the original, yeah.
That's pretty cool. I always like seeing that.
Yeah, Des Plaines, Illinois. So it's been the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Dan McKeown, and with Jessica.
Me too.
And Jim was sitting in the peanut gallery this time. So shout out to Jim.
So.
Thank you.